And we're talking about the late Albert Reynolds. And here's what Albert Reynolds had to say in that 1999 interview about the end of his coalition, the coalition between Fianna Fáil and Labour. And this followed controversies involving Attorney General Harry Whelehan, referred to there by Maura Geoghegan Quinn. And Harry Whelehan, of course, was subsequently appointed President of the High Court by Albert Reynolds. In this interview, Albert Reynolds described what happened when a Labour Party delegation arrived at his office.
Well, that's what Rory Quinn said when he came in for the last meeting I had with him. We come for a head, yours or Harry's.
And Harry's not going, so it has to be yours. Do you think he spoke then for the party as a whole?
Well, there were three others with him, including the leader of the party.
Albert Reynolds talking in 1999. We're joined on the line now by Rory Quinn. Rory Quinn, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you and to your listeners, and indeed on a sad occasion when Albert Reynolds has died.
What would you say was his contribution to Irish political life?
I think taking the risk for peace, talking directly and indirectly to the main protagonists and making it a condition of any kind of political engagement that the war had to end, that the IRA violence and the Sinn Féin support of that violence had to come to an end, an unconditional end, was, I think, the breakthrough, because previous efforts simply hadn't been successful.
How would you rate him on the economy?
He had a good understanding of the economy, and in the beginning of that Labour Fianna Fáil coalition, when I was Minister for Enterprise and Employment, and unemployment figures were high. Every cabinet meeting, he wanted to know, what is the unemployment figure going to be? We have to keep it below a certain level. Make sure that any action you're taking in your government or any section of your department or agency attached to the department puts employment at the top of its agenda. It was a daily concern of his.
There were controversies, of course. There was the whole row over the passports. There was the beef tribunal, and we could fill a full hour on that. And there was, as Maura Geoghegan Quinn referred earlier, the Harry Whelehan story, which brings you in, if you like, the whole notion of we've come for a head. Do you regret that now?
No, I don't, because, in fact, the full story was Dick Spring was trying to very clearly say to him what was required, and the bell started ringing for the Dáil to reconvene, I think, at 11 a.m, and Maura Geoghegan Quinn was there and others. And he kept on interrupting Dick, and I interrupted him, and I more or less let Dick have space. And he said, look, it's very simple. It's either your head or Harry Whelan's, because he had broken all the undertakings that Dick had been given by him, of which we were aware, in relation to this appointment. He'd called our bluff, and unfortunately it blew up, and he subsequently recognised that. And a new government was in the waiting to be formed between Labour and Fianna Fáil, and that didn't happen for other reasons.
The way it was told, it sounds very stark, cruel almost.
Well, it sounds stark now, but it was absolutely essential, and he would have said exactly the same thing to me had he been in my position, because that's the sort of man he was. He understood that language, and I knew he understood it, and he had to hear it.
Rory Quinn, thanks indeed for talking to us this afternoon. Rory Quinn there, former leader of the Labour Party. Tim Ryan is still with us. Albert Reynolds was hurt by that, but not so much hurt by that, I think, as hurt he was as he became after the presidential nomination, or his failure to secure the Fianna Fáil presidential nomination. He felt he'd been badly shafted there, Tim Ryan.
He did. I think even some of the clips we've been hearing this morning of Albert's reaction that day, I mean, he felt really gutted, I think, and you could hear it in his voice that he felt really let down, I think, by Fianna Fáil and maybe by Bertie Ahern on that day. I think he felt he'd been promised it, he was assured it, and I think he felt he probably deserved it after the Northern Ireland peace process, everything else. But politics is a strange and interesting thing, and it wasn't to be.
Well, let's hear the words of Albert Reynolds from one final clip from that 99 interview about how he was forced out as party leader in Taoiseach. This is obviously well before the presidential nomination fiasco. But as he talked then in 1999 about being forced out, he told us how he had failed to see that people had the knives out for him.
No, I would like to have been there for a couple of years more. I never intended to be a long term.
So you forgot that politics was a vicious game.
I did. I probably did. I think that's a fair statement. I probably did. I should have been more conscious of the fact that people would be extremely vicious at the end of the day. And they were. But having said that, I know what politics is about. I didn't cry over spilt milk.
Was there nobody there to say to you, Albert, watch your back?
Nobody said that to me.
Not one?
Not one.
What would that suggest to you?
I don't think that's for me to comment at this stage. I might comment on it sometime.
Albert Reynolds in a 1999 interview on RTE Radio 1.